Tashara Simmons.
Tashara Simmons.
And hopefully our conversation will live up to the hype.
Hey everyone, thank you for joining me another amazing week at Freedom of Truth.
Yay!
I always like to hear that. I'm super excited because I'm in a place right now where you guys are in for a treat. I wish you could begin to smell how it smells. I mean, it smells so good. But I'm at my favorite vegan restaurant. It's literally around the corner from my house. But before I start, though, guys, in case I forget in the end, you guys have to subscribe to freedomoftruth.org and download my app and my podcast. You got to subscribe just to continue to follow me on this journey. But today, I am with my girl. She's a boss bitch. I don't usually like to curse, guys, but she's a boss bitch. Humble. She owns the amazing, her and her partner own two amazing vegan restaurants. And, I mean, every time I come in here, it's always just full of love. It feels like I'm in my mama's kitchen. That's the vibes that you get when you come here. It's ridiculously clean, and you can see her and her assistants just preparing just nothing but dishes of love. That's literally, it smells so good. Like, you can smell each ingredient or whatever that she's using in it. Like, you smell it. And she's always, no matter if it's a line, she always treats everyone with so much, like, love and respect. And it just kept me coming back. And then, next thing you know, me and her are just, she's always having some great words for me, and it just makes me feel so comfortable. Just, you know, because everything we eat, we want to know about. And she's always just so pleasurable in telling me. So now I feel like she's my girlfriend. She's one of those girlfriends that we're just so busy, but she's here. You know what I mean? Like, you're just here, so I know where I can find her at any time before 6 o'clock, though. But without further ado, I don't want to talk a lot, guys, because I can go. I want to introduce you to my girlfriend and business owner of Skinny Buddha, Elise.
Thank you.
Oh my God. So Elise, I don't know where to start. I know you heard everything that I said. It was from the heart.
Thank you.
Yeah, I was so ecstatic when you took the offer and letting me interview you, because I just feel like, not I feel like, I know that the food out here is horrible. The food industry is the worst right now. So I know all the guests are dying to hear about, you know, the journey on how you became, you know, how did Skinny Buddha even start? I know you said it was 6 years, but at least.
So,
Well, I don't know your last name.
Jacobson.
Oh, Elise Jacobson.
I started, probably about 25 years ago, 22 years ago, something like that. I went to a traditional cooking school. I always loved food, but I went the regular school route, whatever, but it just didn't feel right to me. I was working in business, I hated it. Mm-hmm. I decided I had to follow my heart, and I went to cook school at night, and once I got into the food business, there was no looking back. But I didn't start with organic, healthy food. I was classically trained, classic French cuisine. And then slowly over, you know, a number of years, different jobs, I started actually cooking. When I lived in the city, I was reverse commuting up here to Chappaqua, and I was a personal chef for a family in Chappaqua.
Oh, wow.
And they had all different dietary restrictions. Like, the husband really didn't want to eat my food. He wanted, like, bologna sandwiches. But one of the girls was a vegetarian. And this was 21 years ago, because my son, I was pregnant with my son when I did it, and he just turned 21. So it was before, like, vegetarian and vegan was popular. So I kind of had to figure out, like, how to make good, interesting food for her. And then the other daughter wasn't a vegetarian, and then the mom wasn't a vegetarian. And I was cooking all these different meals for all these different, like, dietary requirements, like who liked what. And so that was my first education with that. And also when I was in cooking school, I became vegetarian because I got kind of, like, grossed out with butchering, and I got really turned off, and
just
I didn't eat meat for years.
Really?
So that was, like, my first experience.
Which
with
is a big
it.
Experience, I feel.
Right. And then after I had kids, and my first child had, like, some health issues, so I started reading and learning and how to help him with his issues using alternative means rather than medication and using diet.
Did that work?
And sometimes it did. Sometimes it was definitely like a trial and error kind of thing. I mean, there were some things that he still needed to be on traditional medicine for, but I was determined to, like, get him off it as fast as possible.
That was good.
So I just did a lot of reading and a lot of research, and then I started taking classes in the city at the Natural Gourmet, and I learned about, like, how foods can turn genes on and off for cancer and, like, all different kinds of things, and it kind of opened up my mind. I was like, wow, okay, I know food, and now I'm learning that food can actually it's not just to be comfort and energy and all that, but it can also be healing. So I started learning more and more and more and became more fascinated with that type of cooking, and then that was just it. Like, I went
took
in that
you to
direction.
A whole other level.
Yeah.
And did you start feeling better?
Oh, totally. Like, my energy. But I was vegetarian for a chunk. For my first two pregnancies, I was vegetarian. And with my third, I ate meat. I was, like, having
dreams.
How
did you feel?
I was having dreams about eating meat, and I felt like, and my first two babies were very difficult, so I was like, you know, and the doctors tell you, it was because you didn't eat meat when you're pregnant, you know, they brainwash you,
yeah.
You know? So I was like, all right, you know, for this one. So that's probably why I was dreaming about it, because the doctors,
yeah,
like, put it
in
your
head.
Wow. And so then I went back to eating meat for a number of years. And then, again, I went vegetarian.
Did you feel the difference when you started eating the meat?
Yeah, I never felt as good. But I have to say, I've never felt as good as since I've become vegan. Like, that's a whole other level, even than vegetarian. Because I was still eating a ton of animal products. I was still eating a ton of yogurt and cheese and all of that stuff.
Oh, okay.
So once I got rid of all of it, new
just
ball game.
A whole new person.
New ball game, yeah.
And that's what I want the listeners to try to really listen closely and understand. I mean, just from someone, because I know a lot of people, they ask me, like, how can you not do that? How do you feel? Like, what, they don't want to change, you know? And I was that ignorant person that, you know, even when my son started going on the journey, it was just like, is it really that serious? And yeah, coming from someone who actually ate meat and, you know, has done the research, and that's why you've changed, and that's what people need to understand. Do the research. Don't listen to us. Do the research.
Do the research and use yourself as the experiment. Like, just try it for a month. Just a month, and see how you feel.
Yep.
You know, like, you need to be your own guinea pig.
Yep.
Everybody's different, and until you feel and see the changes and maybe be able to get off your medication or whatever it is, you know.
You owe yourself that.
That's the big thing.
You owe
yeah.
yourself that. And that's how and that's why I did it for myself too. And that's why this interview was so important, because I'm always trying to, because I'm not where you are. And the reason why I say that, I don't do any dairy products, but I do shrimp every once in a while when I'm with my three other children that's still, you know, eating whatever they want to eat. But I know how the more I stopped the dairy, I started really feeling different in my body. So now even like the shrimp or whatever, and when it goes in my body, it just doesn't feel good. And because I'm my own guinea pig. Because after a while, it's like you kind of tell yourself, like, I can do it. Doesn't really make a real impact, but it really does.
It does. And I want people to know too, like, the whole, so my partner had a little bit different journey than I did, but he also had some health stuff in his family, and he started doing research about food and how food can cause disease and can heal, and that was how and why we created Skinny Buddha. Like, we both felt really, really strongly first about being organic. Like, that was our first thing. We 100% organic from the get go. And we had the gym and we had the food, and the beginning of the business was combining the two, because we were all about like creating this healthy lifestyle, and that's mm-hmm. where like Skinny Buddha the name comes in. And it's, you know, there's different components to our health. It's, you know, and we wanted to stress the importance of, you know, the need for all of those components. Like, you know, some people are just good about the food. Some people are just good about working out. Some people are just good about the mindfulness. But it's hard to really combine all of those three. And we wanted to create this, like, haven for people where they could really put the three together to create this lifestyle. And we had a gym for 5 years that we combined the food and fitness. So we would
train. I think I mentioned train, when you still was doing that.
Yeah, so we would train people and then we would give them their food.
Right.
But the food, people like were wanting more and more food even outside of the gym, and they wanted food for their families and they wanted food for catering, and the food kind of just took
stood
off.
Out,
and
yeah.
We just realized that, you know, and everybody always says like it's 80% diet and 20% fitness, and we really believe that. Like, you can't fix your health with fitness.
With, no.
It's fitness is an important component, but really it boils down to the food.
Mm-hmm.
And we are really passionate about helping people get healthy.
Mm-hmm.
And at the core of that is eating good food.
Mm-hmm.
And we really believe that a vegan diet is the best way to, you know, get rid of any existing health problem. I mean, you can't cure everything, obviously, but I mean, the data is there. Like, 2 weeks on a vegan diet, people are off their meds. People are, you know, throwing their canes in the garbage. People are, I mean, it's crazy what you can accomplish. Yeah, I mean,
and you know that for like.
Yeah, I mean, if you listen to the president of the American College of Cardiology. He's done all these crazy studies. He's vegan, and he's gotten all these cardiologists to become vegan because, I mean, they,
wow.
You can actually reverse the cholesterol in your arteries. You can, I mean, it's crazy the studies they've done. So, and I mean, this is on humans. We're not talking about testing on like animals. We're talking about like the real results in human beings. And I mean, you know, and then that goes into like, I mean, besides even like saving the planet and everything. I mean, it's just, it's so layered.
It's so deep.
And there's, the thing is like, I, there's no harm in it. So
no,
why
still,
not try? Like,
yeah.
There's so many delicious, wonderful things that you can nurture and nourish yourself with without having to eat an animal.
Yep. And that's 100%. Like, that's truth. Facts.
Like, I just feel like we've been so brainwashed.
Yeah.
Just brainwashed, you know, by the government, by big business, to think that we have to eat this. Like, you know, when's the last time you've heard of someone with a protein deficiency? It doesn't exist.
Exactly.
It's crazy.
Exactly.
It's really craziness that we've just been, you know, spoon-fed this for so long. And, I mean, I just got my blood work done. And my partner did too, because we were like, okay, we've been vegan for a couple of years now, you know. Perfect. The only thing that... we had little deficiency in like vitamin D, which is sun related. It's not coming from meat, you know. Like, perfect
every time. And this is what I want to, just like with you, I want to underline that every time I go to get my blood work, my blood pressure, everything, the doctor looks at me and says, "You have blood pressure of like a little kid." Right,
yeah.
And I'm like, and they're like, "What are you doing?" I was just like, "My diet," because
yeah.
It is, it's the diet. And then I always say it's stress free. Like, I try not to, but that all comes from the food. Like, we're not eating wild animals that's been killed and or just mistreated. We're eating of the land, like, you know, the greens, and we're not doing dairy, eating eggs, that chicken. I mean, I hate guys. I mean, I'm just being so truthful. Like. Why are we so conditioned in our minds to eat all the wrong things, and then the right things we like frown upon? Like, that just doesn't make any sense.
It has to be there has to be a shift, like
yes.
A shift in the mentality and in the, I mean, it boils down to education. And that's really what we're trying to do here, too, is I feel like we were kind of like a little incubator here, mm-hmm. where, you know, we started out using grass-fed organic animal products. Mm. You know, I used to make a curry chicken salad. I used to make grass-fed beef meatballs. But then I was like, I don't want to be.
So even you if, do even that, if
my
choice,
right? Even gotcha. If my choice is to not eat it, I was still making it for because we wanted to also make the place inviting to everybody. Where yeah. you know, so there was something for everybody, and like maybe a meat eater would come in and they'd be like, "Oh, I'm gonna try that today," and then they taste it and they'd be like, "Wow, like that lentil salad's incredible. I don't need the chicken today." So it was kind of like a holding people's hand and educating them that there is another way, and that like eating healthy or eating vegan or eating organic doesn't have to be eating like sprouts and grass,
yeah,
you know,
right,
like because
right,
that's
right.
what people the image in a lot of people's brains. Mm-hmm. So to show them that it could be like really flavorful and really filling and satisfying,
and look just like what you
and,
eat.
Yeah, and so. Little by little, you know, I started making curry cauliflower salad. Got rid of the chicken,
delicious.
Got rid of the egg mayo. Maybe we make cashew mayo. We use roasted cauliflower. And all of a sudden, people were coming in. They're like, "Oh, is there curry chicken salad?" I'm like, "No, but we have this curry cauliflower salad. Same recipe. You got to try it." Well, now the curry cauliflower salad sells just as much as the curry
really?
Chicken salad. And nobody skipped a beat.
Wow.
Same thing with the frittata. Used to make an egg frittata with... sauteed collards and caramelized onions and mushrooms, and it used to have egg and feta. Swapped it out, came up with a frittata that's made with chickpea flour and nutritional yeast and almond milk and flax meal and all the same veggies,
and
we sell out every day.
Are you serious?
Yep.
You see that? And this is and you know what? I believe that because this feels like a safe place to transition. Like seriously, like just when you come in here and you see everything, and I don't know, you just created such a trusting environment. Like I get why people, because I mean, I was kind of in my transition when I started coming here, because it's been at least, I feel like 2 years at least, and because I remember somebody being here saying, coming and getting the chicken salad, and they were telling me like curry chicken salad, they like, "I gotta come get this every day." So. At that time I wasn't eating meat, so I was just like, "Oh, I can't even try that." But now to know that you've switched that up, and I mean, I've tried everything. When you what was that? It was something that you made? It was a Chinese dish.
General Tso's
cauliflower. Guys, you have to try it. It tastes just like it would be General Tso's chicken, and that was one of my favorites. So.
But that's the thing, like, I don't want people to feel deprived. I don't want it, like, being, you know, eating clean and eating healthy, it shouldn't be depriving. It's more, you're taking care of yourself. You're, like, seriously, like, you're loving yourself. And it can be, you know, just as delicious, just as nutritious, just as, you know, everything, satisfying, you know. And in the end, at the end of the day, you just feel so much better.
You
remember how you used to feel when you'd eat General Tso's chicken?
I would be ready to hit the bed, like, so heavy,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I mean, it does stuff to your body. That
it does. It gives you the itis. No, no, we don't have the itis. Like, we're giving our bodies the nutrition that we need, and we still have all this amazing energy after.
Yeah.
And that's what I tell people. Like, a lot of people say to me, "You look so good. You're always so hype. You're upbeat." And I'm like, it's because of what I'm eating, what I'm putting into my body.
Yeah.
And it is, it's a lifestyle.
I mean, neither you or I could work the way that we work.
Never.
I mean, it's crazy. I think about it and I'm like, there's no way.
I'm telling you, it's no way. It's like you said, I would have to try that, especially with the kids. Like, she also, guys, has 3 children, one grown. Oldest is not even in college yet. Still,
the youngest isn't in college.
The youngest isn't, but the other two oldest are in college. She's running 2 restaurants. The other one in Scarsdale, it's a more sit-down restaurant environment.
Yeah, like a cafe.
Damn, I was about to ask you a question. I was getting ready to ask you a question. Well, how do you do it? do the two, run the two restaurants. Like, how do you make it? How do you cook? Do you cook?
So everything's produced here.
Okay.
All of the food is made in this kitchen.
So none of the food is made at the location.
So things are assembled there or prepared there, but okay. The actual cooking gets done here because I want it to be all like quality control. I want to know, like, oversee everything made by the same staff. And so, you know, you go to Scarsdale or you come to Mount Kisco and it's going to taste exactly the same. There's no difference.
That's big.
So, you know, down there we make the acai bowls and the smoothies and the burgers and the, and we don't make the patties. The patties get made here and we send them down. But like we assemble the burgers down there and avocado toast.
So everybody can get the same kind of feel that they do here.
Exactly.
When they see it being prepared.
Exactly. But the actual like nitty gritty cooking is all done here. There's no real commercial kitchen down there.
Okay. And that's why you call it a cafe.
Right. So this is the kitchen and that's the
cafe. That's
the
cafe. That's dope.
Yeah.
what I wanted to ask you was, I'm thinking while you're talking, shucks, get at least. I'm sorry. Because there's something I wanted to ask just about. Well, okay, I know you kind of said what Skinny Buddha meant, but guys, it's like a Buddha. She actually has a Buddha and kind of like in a praying looking like set.
Tree pose, yeah.
Yeah, like where did that come from? Did that like kind of want your food to reflect like just peace and. You know
so
what
it kind of goes back to the whole lifestyle, like from when we started with the gym. So the skinny is kind of a play on words, and the skinny can mean information. So we want to dispense information through our business and through our relationships with our customers and our clients, and kind of help people to learn about like the best way to eat for their health, the best way to work out for their health, the best, you know, stuff to do for being mindful and to kind of live the skinny Buddha lifestyle. And and the Buddha is, you know, it represents peace and also just this, you know, this very mindful lifestyle, you know, like not eating just to eat to like fill a void or because you're starving and then you eat the wrong things and you keep eating because your body's not satisfied, as opposed to eating something mindfully that's giving you the nutrition that your body needs, and then you're satisfied. So it's kind of just like the whole package
and all in one, and that's the skinny Buddha. Like it all means something.
Yeah, definitely.
Which I love. I'm sorry, guys. I'm trying to find some questions, some good questions that I feel like I know I missed. Just about. Damn. Anybody can help me out here? This is raw and real right now, guys. Because it's okay. Because I really want everybody to, when they listen to this interview and everything that's coming out your mouth of wisdom about what you're, you know, selling and feeding people, is that give yourself a chance. Like, give yourself, like, you owe that to yourself to try to eat more healthier. Like you said, give yourself a month. I know, for me, I know when my son first told me about, I mean, when he was telling me about how important it is to eat, I just dibble and dabbled. But the more I felt my body changing, and, like, you literally feel the difference, I wanted to do more. And it is a lifestyle, so... That was so like key for me when you said it's a lifestyle, because it is, but it's a lifestyle that you can really learn to grow into, and it's the best lifestyle you can ever pick up, because you can start teaching your children, your friends. This is what I'm doing. I'm like literally walking around in my snaps telling people how to prepare it, because I'm so excited about this new thing that I've picked up, this new lifestyle that really is changing my life, the way I think. I feel like what we put in our body has a lot to do with our mindset.
Oh, 100%.
Right, and how
that's
we think.
That's been proven through science. Yeah, totally.
See, and my first guinea pig.
They've proven you can reverse Alzheimer's. I mean, like, major, major stuff. Major. Very connected to the brain. The the gut brain and the mind brain are totally connected. And yeah, I mean, there's like a whole philosophy and science wrapped around that too. Yeah, it's crazy.
Like, we are what we eat. Like, that's a true statement. Like,
totally.
If you're putting in a whole bunch of negativity and blood and just, I'm sorry guys, it'd be so gory, but it's true. But what kind of results do you think you're going to get? And I've read up a lot on, they said something about a lot of times in this food industry now, they'll get sick animals with tumors and all kind of things, and they'll just cut the tumor off and then give us, so we don't even know what we're eating. Like, come on guys, like, does this really make sense? Like, we have to really sit and think. Like,
but the thing is, most people just, they don't want to hear it. They like put on their, you know, they're like la 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 la,
you know,
because they don't want to hear what you just said. They don't want to see the pictures of the pus coming out of, you know, the infection, and that they're just sticking antibiotics in and then keeping it going on the assembly line, you know, like, people don't want to know, but you need to know, because we're killing ourselves.
Yeah.
We're literally killing ourselves. And, you know, the drug industry and the medical industry and the government, they, I hate to say it, but they are in the business of keeping us sick, because that's what makes them money.
Yep.
So we have to be able to say, like, we got to stop it. We got to wake up. We got to say, like, nobody's taking care of us. We have to take care of ourselves and our children.
Yep.
And our planet.
Yeah, we have to, because if we don't take a stand, it's just going to continue to trickle down on our children. Kids are dying, like, at a young age. They're getting cancers in their stomachs and different parts of their bodies that they're always saying, oh, it's rare. No, it's not rare. It's the stuff that
there's a reason for.
Yeah.
It. Yeah, but it's sickening.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Sickening.
It really is sickening, and that's why I felt like this episode was just so important, because I'm just praying that someone really gets it. And I don't know, I was about to say something else, but no, I hope someone really gets it, because, or tries it. Okay, so for the listeners out there that's intrigued by a conversation and they know about the food industry, but they just don't know where to start, because a lot of things, what I hear is a lot of people say, oh, it's expensive to eat healthy. That's a one big one that I always used to hear, where I didn't even want to even try. But what kind of advice would you give to someone that wants to do it but don't know where to start?
Well, I would say, you know, definitely you can't go cold turkey. You know, first of all, it would be kind of rough on your body. Like, you know,
it's just like anything.
Yeah.
Else,
so I'd say, like, you know, you got to take it slow. So maybe first cut out red meat. If you already don't eat red meat, then maybe you want to cut out poultry and just stick to seafood for a little while. And then, you know, slowly, as you know, maybe give yourself like a month of doing this, and then a month cut something else out, and then, you know, and you're going to need to add in new things that maybe you're not, you know, used to eating, like beans or, you know, other kinds of legumes and maybe nuts and seeds. And, you know, so like if you usually eat a salad with grilled chicken, maybe you want to make a salad and throw in some walnuts and pumpkin seeds and, you know, some black beans or something like that. So you got to take it slow. The other thing is, the thing about the expensive really upsets me. I 100% understand organic being expensive. Yes, believe me, I know, because our food cost is 3 times what a normal conventional restaurant's food cost is. 3 times. So that's something else that we try really, really, really hard to keep our prices at a point that we are not exclusionary, and we are not saying like only people that, you know, make a lot of money can eat here. We try to keep everything. I mean, I, you know, price out everything where I can get the cheapest this week, the cheapest this week. But our food cost is so, so high because everything's 100% organic. Mm-hmm. But I have to tell you that I have, from every economic, you know, socioeconomic type of person comes in here. Mm-hmm. And so I feel very good about the fact that we keep the prices at a place where, I'm not gonna say it's inexpensive, but it's affordable if you've chosen to make that choice. And it's a choice. You're gonna have to give up other things maybe if you choose to eat this way, but it's a choice like anything else.
Yeah.
And the vegan thing being expensive, I don't buy that. Because meat is more expensive than vegetables and beans and rice. I mean, I don't understand where that came from. I mean, it's way less expensive to be vegan.
And it's full.
Like, what's the most expensive thing in the supermarket? It's chicken and beef and fish. Like, so where did that come from? It like blows my mind.
Yeah. It's like someone that was ignorant that just spread the word of that. Well, it's expensive, right? And I'm like, no, it really
isn't. You're cutting out the most expensive part of your food bill.
Exactly. Hello, what's most cheapest when you go shopping?
Yeah,
the vegetables and the rice
and the fruit. I mean,
yeah, you save a lot of money, actually, guys, when you shop vegan.
And I hate to say it, but if you're buying cheap meat, then that's a whole other story, and that's really scary. Ooh,
where have they got that animal?
Or what animal are you eating?
Oh, let me tell you some stories. I think I done had some cat a few times. Yes. I used to eat out of a Chinese restaurant in Yonkers, like over 30 years ago, though, because I was like really young. And I found out that they were serving nothing but cat and dogs out there. Yes. I think I just had my first son, so I had to be like 21.
Oh my God.
I was so pissed off, and I was just like, yeah, so guys, yeah, I'm sorry, I'm not ashamed. It's freedom of truth. I ate cat and dog before.
Oh my God.
That should have changed it then, okay, right?
I should have. Nightmare
tonight. Oh my God, I'm sorry. And that's why the pepper steak was always so rubbery. I'm telling you, like, seriously.
Tashira, oh my God.
Seriously, no, yeah. I think about that time to time, and I'm like, I'm never. That's what I'm so funny about now. Like, where? So when you say that, you just gave me a flashback. I got a little hot. It's like, oh my God, who knows where that animal is? Yeah, because it's like, they know they could just feed us anything because they just season it up right and they just give us whatever.
Well, that's the other thing. Like, I just want everybody to come in here and, like, what you see is what you get. Completely transparent. You see where we're preparing the food. You see how we're preparing the food. You see the people that are making your food. You see how everybody cares about what, you know, what's going into it. And
They put a lot. Your workers, your spirits, everyone's just, everyone is, it's a very pleasant atmosphere you have created here. I'm telling you. You're welcome. And what I wanted to say was, because I feel like now there's a lot of people waking up, not as bad as it used to be. I know you said you started your business 6 years ago. Do you see a difference in like more people trying to come in and eat, like business picking up or
totally.
Same?
Totally, and we've like doubled our business in just in the last year, not even in, you know, from the time we opened, but way more interest even.
Wow.
You know, I mean, we definitely get a big vegan, vegetarian crowd, but just there's like an interest, like, ooh, what, you know, what do they have in there, like, I want to try this, and people are more open-minded to try it. I just heard something today that this, on Google, like one of the biggest searched words in 2017 was vegan.
Wow.
So, it's
in a rise.
I am really, really confident. I have a very strong feeling that this is where the world is headed. And I mean, I couldn't be happier, but I believe it. Like, it's not just wishful thinking. Like,
I
think.
Like, me too.
The trends
swear.
Are definitely pointing in that direction. People are way more aware and interested in knowing.
Like what they're putting in their bodies, and I think they're seeing all these diseases that just come, like there's just so many people are dying from cancer, and it's all coming from these different foods that they're eating. I think they're starting to be afraid, like, you know what, maybe I'm gonna try this.
Well, and the other thing is the health, you know, the health care in our country and the health insurance is so horrible now. Like, you know, how we could live in one of, you know, the wealthiest countries in the world and have such horrible health care. And it's like, we need to start taking our health into our own hands because the government is not taking care of us and the healthcare industry is not taking care of us. So we have to take care of ourselves.
Yeah,
and it's you know, we gotta, like, take a little responsibility.
Yeah, and start educating ourselves and start, just doing something different, change. Like, change is very important. Like, just staying in that box of whatever you were raised on, like, that's not the move anymore. Like, come on, guys, change our mindsets. Like, let's try to just at least
visit it and see, like, does this work or does it
not? And the thing is, too, like, when, you know, during the Industrial Revolution and when, you know, all of the processed foods became popular and became a thing, like, at the time, we didn't have the education and the knowledge that we have now. So, like, we needed to have shelf-stable food because it wasn't readily available and people couldn't get to the stores and people needed a way to get, you know, cheap, you know, I can't even call it nutrition. They thought it was nutrition, but, you know, it was created out of a need that doesn't exist anymore, and they didn't have the knowledge to know that what they were creating was really deadly. I don't believe that they did at that time. And then, you know, because of capitalism and you know, big industry, so all these big companies grew out of this mass marketing food production that, you know, could sit on a shelf for 10 years and not rot. And they don't want to, you know, they don't want to give that up.
That's crazy.
But
like 10 years
it's not food.
Yeah,
it's chemicals.
It's chemicals.
And
that's
we shouldn't be putting it in our bodies.
And this is like, I thought it would be common sense, but I am learning every day that common sense is not common. Yo, what's up with that? Like, I'm just like,
I
learn, right? Common sense isn't. Every day I'm learning that common sense isn't common. Because do you ever, I know you're always really busy, but do you ever come across friends or just somebody that you're like, that you're telling them about your diet and they kind of make you feel uncomfortable,
totally.
I think you're better than them, or?
Or even just people are like completely clueless. Like, I can't believe that in today's day and age, people just don't know, like, the very basic things about nutrition. Like,
yeah.
Basic
stuff.
And, I'm not, like, saying it, like, in a critical, judgmental way. It's, to me, it's just sad
it's
that we're not educating our society in what's really important. Because what's more important than taking care of yourself and your children? You know, I mean, we have to start with the kids.
We have to start
in school.
I know, we have to.
And I mean, even the doctors. Like, I've heard that nutrition is like a one-day class in medical school.
What?
So the doctors are telling you what's eat, but they don't really, they're not educated to eat.
That's another thing I started noticing. Like when I went to the doctor with my daughter, the things that they told my daughter, first of all, milk is not good for you. That causes so much mucus in your body, which ultimately turns into cancer, mucus, guys. So when my daughter went for bronchitis and the doctor told us that, you know, she needs to drink more milk and all of this stuff that he was saying that was, like, it pissed me off, but I was trying to stay respectful. And I said, you know, milk causes a lot of mucus and that's what's going to clog the lungs. Well, if you do it in moderation, like, and you could tell that he didn't like that I challenged him. And I was just like, and that's how I started to learn and wanted to be more, take care of myself. Because trust me, I was that ignorant person that I was like, what's broke, don't fix, you know, if it's broke, don't fix
it.
I mean, if it ain't broke, don't
right.
fix it. And no, that's not true. Like,
because
it's
we
broke.
Are broke.
Fix
yeah.
it. No. I'm broke.
That's
like, I
thing.
Need to get fixed. Like,
yeah.
seriously.
But the thing is, too, it's like you almost can't even be angry with the doctor because
yeah.
it's the education system.
They're eating the same way.
Yeah, and they don't know. They're not doing it out of, like, a maliciousness or a...
Oh,
I mean, obviously, like, the doctors want to heal people, but they just don't have the
know.
Right tools and education. I do think that it's changing now, and medical school might be a little bit different now, and there's a lot of doctors that are getting
that's
on board
being, yeah.
with, you know, being vegan and eating a clean diet and eating organic, but it's a process.
And that's all it really is eating a clean diet. That's what vegan means, taking care of ourselves, wanting to live longer. I mean, we're only here for a quick second. You know what I'm saying? Compared to, you know, it's like all we're given is maybe 100 years on this planet. You know, maybe. But I heard back in the day, long time ago, they lived longer than that because they were eating... They had a clean diet.
So. And my thing is, I don't even care how many years I'm here, but I want to feel good for as long as I'm here.
And that's how
And, you know, to me, this is my insurance policy.
It is. It really is. And where I'm stressed out about is, and I don't know if you can relate, is I really want my kids to get this because I'm never really sick. I'm always feeling good. How am I 46 years old and we're on vacation and they can't even get out of bed? They're sluggish and they're, you know what I mean? And I just see that there's, you know, their bones sometimes are aching or they're just complaining and they're getting common colds all the time. And I'm just like, I constantly beat myself because I'm trying, but maybe I'm not trying
hard enough. No, you set by example and then they come to it on their own. I believe that because if you like force it, nobody wants to be forced into me. And you know, then mom's crazy and blah blah blah. So you just keep doing the right thing and they keep seeing.
And I see two of mine's, you know, kind of wanted to go in that, you know, on my track, on me and their brother's track. But one of them is hard headed. He's like, Mom, eat chicken and meat and steak for the rest of my life. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, I have one like that too, but I'm convinced that it will change at some point.
Yeah, especially I could imagine what your house is like. Do you cook at home?
Honestly, no, not really.
So what do? You take stuff from the kitchen?
Yeah, I cook here for the, but now I have one kid home anyway. And she likes to cook for herself, honestly. She makes her own dinner a lot, but I just bring home food from here. Like she eats our kale salad every single day for lunch.
The kale salad with the cranberry in it?
Yeah.
That is my absolute favorite. I never thought I could love kale like that.
It's our bestseller. And every day I'm like, can I bring you home something else for lunch for tomorrow? No, Mom, I just want the kale salad.
I'm telling every you. Every day. I'm telling you guys, Herc, everything that you make here is delicious.
Oh.
And you know what I love? Okay, there was something else.
Time.
I know, I have to taste so because I have a couple of delicious things that's in front of me, guys. But and one of it I never taste. Well, both of them I never taste. She's letting me taste a couple of things that I've never tasted. But I remember, like, every time, like, you're so excited about everything that you make. Like, you really put your heart and soul in and stuff. Like, I remember I came one day and, like, with General Tao's cauliflower. Like she, what I like about what she does, which I know a lot of vegans do, but like you literally really try to take things out the world that's really popular and you turn it into vegan and you win. Like you win, like you get the taste. And I remember that time when I came and you like, she ran out of the store while I was getting in my car and said, taste this, because I'm like her biggest burger fan here. And it was air fries. Like she's always trying to make it more healthier. There was sweet potato air fries. And I was like, how is that even possible? She said that she got a certain kind of machine, the air machine, right?
Yeah, they're not on the menu yet though.
Oh, they're not on the menu yet, guys, but she's working towards it. She also told me about sorrow. That I don't know, maybe a lot of West Indian people know about that, but she's making like
Jamaican sorrow.
For the season, she said she's gonna make some vegan eggnog.
Eggless nog.
Like, come on, like you know how dying I am. I'm checking my email every day and her page to see like when she's coming out because she's always giving me the feelers. But I'm always like, okay, Elise, is it here? Like, not yet though. But I'm gonna make sure that I constantly follow because I'm in here. Like, I'm in here every day, guys. This is like my second home. Like, I don't even think about the money I spend here. Like, seriously, because I know that it's the one thing that I'm doing good for myself, and it's what I'm putting into my body. And I just wish people would think like that. You know, we're worth it. Like, we're worth that extra dollar. So you'd rather put that extra $2-3 in something that's going to be no benefits to yourself, to your soul, to your body, and put junk in your body that you don't know how the animal was cooked or what happened.
Or what animal it was.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Exactly, right. What animal it was. So I am so excited to taste this frittata. So good. She told me it looks so good, guys. It's it looks kind of like meatloaf, right? What do you say?
It's supposed to look like egg. It's
supposed to look like egg.
Yeah, normal frittata is made with egg.
Oh, normal frittata is made with egg. So just so you guys know, I've never heard of frittata. My son eyes almost jumped out his head when I told him. My son is a true foodie. I thought I was, but I'm getting ready to try it, guys. So, okay. I'm being so honest right now. It's so tasty. It tastes like some. My cousin makes the best stuffing for Thanksgiving, and it tastes like that. Like. Because you could taste the onions. Do you put onions in here?
Caramelized onions.
See what I mean? Like, everything that you make, you taste every... I don't know how you do that. It's like a perfect blend of onions and a whole bunch of good stuff. It's so good, Xavier. You got to try it. I know it's in the microwave, but I'm sorry. So, wait. This is so good. I might just eat it all right here. Like,
you gotta save for your death by chocolate too.
No, okay, so all right, yeah, because I can always eat this. I'm sorry, guys. I gotta take another big one though. It's so good, Elise. I'm telling you, this girl rocks. Like, y'all don't understand. Like, I'm not just like, just trying to gas it. Like, it's nothing like having good food that tastes good that you know is good for you. Like, you guys have to take a trip. If you can't come to Bedford, because we're in Bedford, Mount Kisco. If you can't make it to Mount Kisco's, where it's the actual home, so you got to come visit, you got to make it to Scarsdale. And,
we're right at the train station. Right at the train station.
Yep, as soon as you get off the Metro North, Mount Kisco.
Scarsdale.
Oh, Scarsdale. You're talking about Scarsdale.
Like,
I'm sorry.
We're literally, like, 5 steps from the train station.
So they're literally 5 steps from the Scarsdale station. So good. I'm sorry. I don't even care. No, it's so good, though. This now is my new one. I'm not coming. Every time she does, she's like, did you try this? I'm like, it's going to be my new. Like, I'm not exaggerating. Like, I crave for your food here. Like, seriously. Like, oh, no. Let's not talk about the chocolate chip cookie. I'm not even sharing the chocolate chip cookie with my kids or nobody. Like, unless I have
two.
Or yeah, my dad. One time I felt like I was a little girl again. My dad was like, because he's a big sweet fiend. And he was like, oh, my daughter, can I get a piece of that? I was like, I'm going to buy you one, Dad. And he was like, okay. No, the food. Oh, my God, guys. So, okay. I'm going to come back to that. Damn, I should have said. Is any left that I can buy before I leave? I'm putting that in the oven tonight, seriously. That's really tasty, though. I could eat that with, that's another thing, guys. Like, when Elise... I have my vegan son in here that is drooling at the mouth right now because he is the official vegan, guys. He is the... Oh, I have no idea. So this is Death by Chocolate. This is what this is.
It's an acai bowl.
It's an acai bowl, but the name of it is Death by Chocolate, guys. I mean, come on, guys. You don't even got to be a chocolate lover. Like, look, this is peanuts. So, yeah, so, Elise, what's in here?
So, the base is made with acai, banana, cacao, and chocolate chips. And the topping is chocolate chips, our chocolate chip cookie crumble, and our homemade gluten-free granola. Oh, everything's gluten-free, too. Vegan and gluten-free.
Oh, my God. So, guys, just in case you don't know what an acai is, it's a fruit, a superfruit, right?
Acai is a, it's a superfruit. It grows near the Amazon, and we get it here in frozen form, but no added sugar. It's just the pure fruit puree.
And it's a... just Google it, look it up. I heard that fruit is a real
It's really high in like antioxidants and lots of vitamins and minerals.
Vitamins and minerals. See, so
very low sugar.
So how creative did she get with this? I mean, she filled the whole bottom with this fruit, and then she got chocolate chips, bananas, and now she had the chocolate chip cookie. She's wrong for that. And the chocolate chips, which I really shouldn't be eating because my face may break out, but this, I really don't care. See, this is what good food do to you. You just eat it. You just eat it all. But this is my second home every day. This is my girl Elise. See, this is what happens when good energies attract too, because she's totally about her business. She's a very nice woman, but you could tell, like, she's a little tough, like, she's a little toughy underneath. I'm telling you, don't mess with her. There's no in-between. Like, I haven't yet to meet that side, but I can tell. No one runs two successful stores without being a badass, okay? So that's what I love about her anyway. And she's so humble, though. You could tell. And for me, and I know for you guys, too, I don't want to, like, talk too much because I just get to going. But I just want people to really, you know, appreciate this episode because it's just going to be one of many. I feel like to be totally successful as a human being, you have to, besides getting the good wisdom and be around good people, you have to eat right because it all starts with within. And to, it's nothing like putting in the right foods. It's, I was telling a friend of mine the other day because she asked me, why didn't I eat bread? And I said, well, just regular bread. And I said, because do you know that bread has nothing to offer our body? It literally goes in our body and it stores itself because it
turns
has
to sugar.
Yep, and it turns into sugar because it has no nutrients. Our bodies are a living, breathing machine, and we need certain nutritions, right? Nutrients in our bodies to make us work the way we're supposed to. So if we're putting a lot of empty food in us, what do you think is going to come out of us?
It's like putting crappy gas in a good car. Like,
exactly.
You know, you want your engine to run well, you got to take care of it.
You got to take care of it. So Elise, as you can hear on her journey, she has taken the time, did the research, and now produced two very successful restaurants. And it's like, it's not just restaurants that she's selling food out of. It's healthy. This is what we need, our boosters. You know what I mean? To be able to live and to thrive in the world. And that's what I feel like, you know, I'm not a religious person. I'm very spiritual. So, and I use God. Everyone has their own way of, you know, the own names of our creator, you know. And I call mine God. And I feel like he's put this all in front of us, you know, right in front of us, so that way we can take advantage of it. But man has brainwashed all of us to think, and I guess to make money at the same time, to think that this other stuff is good for us. And we see the results every day, but we just, because our bodies are so resilient,
yeah,
we just continue to take the chances. But I'm here to tell you that eating healthy is everything. And as you heard Elise say, eating healthy has changed her life. Who knows what's in the cards? Are you gonna well, before, yeah, I want to know where everybody could find you, but what is in the cards for you? Are you going to plan to open up another one? Are these two are enough? Or what, like?
I'm just kind of, I don't know, we're going with
going
it.
With the
yeah,
flow.
My business partner and I are just, we've kind of just taken it one step at a time. And, you know, like, it's kind of morphed into what it is now. You know, we started out totally different with the gym and the, you know, meal plans, and now it's morphed into this. And I don't know, I kind of am this just excited to see where it takes us. And I have no, I don't know, I don't really
yeah,
have
you know,
any
you're
expectations.
Living in a moment, like we
yeah,
talked about.
I
like,
really
yeah.
am just thoroughly enjoying, you know, the whole process.
The whole process. You're enjoying the process. And that's what it's supposed to be about. And I've learned, like, just listening to you, I mean, it's just inspiring. And that's why everybody I have on the show, like, I want them on, like, I have them on because they inspire me in some way. And with you, you've inspired me through your food.
I knew me.
Yeah, and look, we're inspiring each other. Like, this is what life is about, though, you know, like, just inspiring each other. And, I mean, you inspired me how, because I can't take fake people. I just really can't. Like you know that you take this seriously. Like, you know you're putting your heart and soul just by, you know, just by how you live through it. Like, you know what I mean? How you talk about it. Like, it just like with me. Like, for me, my passion is to help people and to give them soul food, like, which is
love
their
that.
Spiritual food.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And you, so I can relate. Real recognize real, y'all. So she's serious about this food stuff, and that's why I've been so attracted, because she not only talking it, but she's walking it. And it's not just to make money, because I feel like if it was up to that, like she's expressed, business really hasn't taken off and booming as much as it has in the past year throughout the 6 years of her journey, of her staircase that she's been walking up. And it's only gonna get bigger and better. Like, can you imagine, just because everybody's starting to be more aware of the food now, so it's like, people are gonna be busting in through these doors. Aww. Y'all better get up on Skinny Buddha now. I'm telling you, because, I mean, I've seen it myself, the growth, though, in the past 2 years. I didn't even know you were here that long. Like,
now you gotta place your order online.
I'm telling you, I have to place my order online, because when I'm coming here, it's a line, and I've seen that, and I'm just like, wow, people are getting more aware of eating healthy. Like, this is what it's about. And, I mean, is there anything else that you would like to just share with the world?
No, I mean, we just really want Skinny Buddha to be like, kind of like a landmark and like a safe haven for everybody, not just vegans, but people that just want to take care of their health. And, you know, it's not exclusionary in any way. It's, you know, we're very welcoming, and we're here to like help in whatever stage of your journey you're in. And, you know, I mean, I have people coming up. I have one customer that I just got him to watch the movie What the Health, and he came back and he was like, okay, you did it. He's like, I think I'm going vegan. So he cut out like 90% of animal products, and he's like, I'm really good every day till like 7 p.m. And then I kind of fall off the wagon because like I throw an egg in my salad. And he's like, you got to tell me, what can I do instead? And I'm like, so happy to like give him ideas and advice. And it's not about just buying our food. It's about like, I can tell you what to make that's easy, like in your kitchen too, you know, like, you know, just come in and talk and, you know, ask questions. And
that's because you're passionate. Like, you're not just talking it, you're walking it. And that's what I was saying. And like, she makes you feel so safe to transition, like, into veganism. Like what? Like, because, you know, a lot of times people looks like they don't want to tell you. It's like, well, try this. But you're like, no, I really want the best for you. Like, I want you to come into this world. Like, yeah.
Well, I want to feed everybody. I mean, my partner's always like, you can't keep giving the food away. Like, we got to pay the rent and keep the lights on, you know?
Oh,
but, like, I just,
love it so
and,
much.
You know, I'm like, here, taste it.
Yeah, she's always.
Like, I would feed everybody
I'm telling you. You can tell. And that's why she's always going to be blessed. And the business is going to continue to grow because you're giving back.
Yeah.
Regardless.
But it's a good thing I have my partner keeping us, like, you know, grounded too.
No. You need that.
We definitely balance out. Yeah.
Really? See, that's good though. That's good because you still gotta
it's
keep
still
the lights
business,
on, like you
yeah.
said. Yeah.
Like,
no.
You know, I just wanna cook big pots of food and feed the world. But
you still have to live and keep the lights on and continue to feed everybody. Keep coming up with new recipes just constantly. Every time I come in here, and you keep it fresh, though, and new and interesting, like. And I'm telling you, that's something that really stands out. Like, every time I come in here, I'm looking in those cases to see what you've created new. I mean, and guys, she has aced the taste of something out there that's regular. I'm telling you, like, you've really, and it's
my
like.
I love my vegan meatballs.
Let's not talk about her meatballs, guys. I ordered like 10 of them, or I've been coming in because I literally used her meatballs, which is made out of what?
They're made with butternut squash and navy beans.
And she's somehow have aced that. And I chopped it up and used it as meat for Thanksgiving and made baked ziti. This
love
is the stuff
that.
From you. I'm telling you, and just from watching you when I come in here and seeing how creative your mind goes, I literally made a pan of vegan ziti, y'all, out of her freaking meat.
You didn't
meatball.
Bring me a taste, though.
Well, guess why? That's terrible. And now I have to make her a bad Well, it was in Jersey, and I don't even think they because I went out to Jersey.
Okay.
So it was
all right,
gone.
You're off the hook.
Yeah. Thank you, Lisa. But I'm definitely going to make you some because I did it. It really, my son loved it.
That's
he
awesome.
Took a deep pan of it. See? And that's what it's about. You know what I'm saying? Like, you encourage us and the people, I'm sure other people that come here, to just want to be creative and do different things. You're showing us that we
that
can do that.
Like, that's like the best thing you could have said to me.
I'm telling you, no, and that's serious. At least, like, real talk. Like, you have encouraged me and inspired me to want to create different dishes by watching how creative you have been. Like, and I think people get stuck with that because people, that's the first thing they ask me, what do you eat for breakfast? What do you substitute? What do you this? And you have given me, like, for breakfast, if I'm not making, like, home fries or, like, vegan pancakes, I'm coming in here getting your acai bowls because it's just as filling. And her prices are, is worth it because I feel like even if it may be a couple of dollars more, it's a couple of dollars I would have spent on getting something that's not good.
Or like a coffee at Starbucks and exactly. You still need to eat.
Oh, wait, hold up. Let's talk about, she makes, what kind of lattes? Let's talk about your lattes.
My ginger latte.
She makes a ginger latte.
With ginger, turmeric, cinnamon. And then...
Because you have like substitutes like Starbucks coffees, but you have different stuff,
well,
right?
We only have non-dairy milk, so coconut milk or almond milk. We can do matcha latte. We can do regular. We have great organic coffee.
That's what I'm saying.
It's, I love, like, my ginger latte, especially in the winter.
I loved it. Yep, I had it. I gave me some. I came and got some, and it was delicious.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying. Like, so this is a one-stop shop. Like, she's literally creating the things that we're addicted to out there in the world, and she's making it more healthier. Come on. Like, that's just amazing to me. Like, how, like, I, like, gotta highlight that and magnify that. That's a change, like, you know. And it starts off small voice, and it just starts getting big. And that's what I'm hoping and praying for Skinny Buddha, that people are just, like, pouring out of your doors where you're just like, okay, I might have to just get a bigger space. And no, I don't know. Right, or just people, like, I don't know, like, just giving some kind of classes, but I mean, just, I don't know, who knows, like you said, I'm going to continue to follow her journey, but where can we find you? I got to taste this before we go, guys, because how long have we done? Did we get an hour yet, or we're over?
Yeah, we're over.
Oh, shoot. Okay, because I want to make sure we get everything. So I always go hour, that was a quick hour. So I have to, like, taste some of this, you guys don't see, but I went by the chocolate, crumbled chocolate chip part. This is my favorite. Yum, yum, yum.
Is that your new one?
This is so good. You know, I'm not really supposed to be eating chocolate. I'm about to die by this chocolate. Death by chocolate. She wasn't lying when she said that. For you chocolate lovers, healthy, organic, death by chocolate. Y'all got to come in here and get this. And where can everyone find you?
So we're on Facebook, Skinny Buddha Inc., Skinny Buddha Organic Cafe, rather, on Facebook, and on Instagram, Skinny Buddha Organic.
And do you have a website?
Oh, yeah, and My Skinny Buddha, M-Y, M as in Mary Y, skinnybuddha.com. We have a free app on the iTunes store, too, that you can download. And place your orders right on your phone, and tell us what time you want it ready, and you just come in and grab it and go.
Yep, and you could even if, you can make up your own stuff. Like for me, her burgers are my best, but I like my toast lightly toasted, so she has a box where it could say, like, you know, what you want, and I put toasted lightly, and it always is. It's just like so personal. I'm telling you. And for the you listeners and, you know, visual viewers, if you're out of the country, send your family here. If they're looking for vegan, I mean, we're 40 minutes out from the city. And if you're in Westchester and White Plains area, it's only like a 20-minute ride, and it's so worth it. I'm not exaggerating. If you do visit Skinny Buddha, please leave me a comment on my page or on Elise's page, Skinny Buddha, all the information that she gave you guys, because we're passionate about what we do here. Like, she really wants you guys to, you know, taste her food. Like, come in, like, you know, feel comfortable.
Say hi.
Yeah, say, hey, I heard you want to share this podcast, Freedom and Truth. Like, so what do you have here? Like, please, like, and leave us comments, because it's definitely well worth it. It really is. But I think we're going to come to the closing, right? I mean, this hour flew by so fast, guys. Don't forget to subscribe to freedomoftruth.org. That's my website. Freedom of Truth on the podcast, I'm sorry, the podcast symbol on any smartphone. And
iTunes.
Oh, iTunes. Freedom of Truth. Everything's Freedom of Truth, y'all. If you can't find Freedom of Truth, type it to Shira Simmons. And my Instagram is to Shira Simmons. My Facebook is Freedom of Truth, I think. No, let me say Freedom of Truth. And I think that's it. I think that is it. This was an amazing educational episode. And I hope it was for you guys, too. Until next time, God bless.